is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed an edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We got a lot of action to discuss, and will the Nuggets actually win a game in the NBA playoffs? I think, Lundy, you see the answer there on your screen if you're watching on YouTube, what his gut reaction is to that question. But let's first and foremost hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, a good sir, and uncover our favorite wager, a plus 100 odds or greater on this Freaky Friday. Could be in the NBA, could be on the diamond, or maybe you're going to drop the puck and make some bucks. What do you got for me, amigo? I need a stinking winner.
I got a handful of plus odds stuff to be able to share with you on today's podcast, but I want to start off with a guy. Remember, Brad, I talked about on Tuesday's podcast that my baseball bets had been doing one of those like straight down the toilet kind of things. Yeah. We were hanging out in the sewers with the gators and the rats that were the
and
size.
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah, we were really really sucking hind tit. So we were doing pretty bad there with the baseball bets, but as we talked about, the law of averages catches up, and it's been a little bit of a warmer, I don't want to say hot, but it's been a warmer week. And one of the guys that has been helping me build that up is Marcell Ozuna of your Atlanta Braves. And look, you and I have mentioned this on the podcast a lot. When it comes to this Atlanta team, sometimes it is very difficult because there's so much firepower on this team. And so you wind up having to be like, well, you know, do I go with Olsen? Was it Riley's day? Like, what's going on with Acuna? You know, it can be all over the board with these guys. But Marcell Ozuna is en fuego right now. I actually took him earlier this week for a home run. He hit not one, but two. So that was a very nice cash when it came down to Wednesday. Now you take him. He's on the road. He's going up against the Mets. This guy doesn't have one, not two, not three. He's got 7 RBI in the month of May so far. So here's the way that I'm going to wind up playing this one. You can get him for an RBI. Actually, that's a typo on the screen. It's plus 159, not 139. It is plus 159 at Caesars for an RBI. Thank you. Fix that for me while I continue to blab. Here's the reason why I really like playing this one. On Wednesday, when I played him for the home run, it was plus 250, okay, because of the streak he's been on and how good he's been for Atlanta. So what I'm doing here is I'm going, all right, maybe he doesn't go yard against the Mets. Maybe that doesn't happen. But 7 RBI so far in the month of May, and I'm giving up less than a dollar difference in what I got him for on the home run. So I'm going to play him on the RBI instead. I might decide to sprinkle something on a home run. Chances are I won't, at least in this first game on Friday. But at plus 159, if Riley's on base in front of him, Olsen, somebody's sitting there. Remember, sack fly, boom. I got my RBI, even if he doesn't wind up putting it safely in play. So I really like this one today at a plus 159. Definitely going to play it. Like the idea of Atlanta putting some runs on the board against this Mets squad.
Yeah, and stick around. Going to have more action in that game of the Fade 5 countdown here momentarily. But I digress on the plus bus, and let's spin a web because I am no arachnophobe. I love the Giants earlier tonight. Logan Webb on the over 18.5 outs against the struggling Cincinnati Reds at a plus juice, plus 120. Oh, yeah, work the shoulders. It gets seduced by that juice at DraftKings. Why? Webb's at home, and he has been otherworldly, straight up masterful on the bump there along the bay. You look at what he has done this season, and the three starts he has had at home, A, he's got a 0.82 ERA, which is downright ridiculous. B, he's got a 6.00 strikeout to walk split, also definitely ridiculous. And the third ridiculous, he's got over a 60% ground ball rate. So even when teams are making contact with him, it's yearly of the week variety. And two, on top of that, he has gone over with ease on 18.5 outs in every single one of those home turns in the rotation. Cincinnati dead last in weighted runs created in Major League Baseball the last couple of weeks. On the road this season, not much better. Number 28 in WRC Plus as well. So pull it all together. Oh, yeah, the spidey senses tingling in all the right places on Logan Webb over 18.5 outs at a plus 120 juice. At DraftKings Sportsbook with those bets on the board. Let's get after it, good sir, with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Oh, here's the payoff. More ATL action. Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with the ATL's version of the Wizard of Oz and do it for my little pretties on Ozzy Albies. I'll take the over 1.5 total bags against those Mets at a plus 130 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why? He tees off against LHP. He's batting 321 this season. And most importantly, Jose Quintana is the scheduled pitcher for the New York Mets, and the history for Albies is storied against Jose Quintana, trademark, I have to say it that way. 7-for-13 lifetime with a pair of home runs and a 1,725 OPS. That is utterly ridiculous. More ridiculousness. That's really the theme of the podcast so far today. Yeah, his ISO rate's only 140. Yeah, he's only got two homers in 26 games this season. But all I need are two total bags. Could be a couple of singles. Could split a gap and get on a double. Maybe he legs out a triple. It doesn't matter. It's all about playing that history card against Jose Quintana. And again, with him going against a southpaw pitcher, a port cider, usually punishes him. So with all of those tools in the box, give me the over 1.5 total bases on Ozzy Albies against the Mets, plus 130 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
Well, look, I need somebody on base, right, to be able to help out my boy Ozuna when we're talking about that RBI.
Oh,
so,
look at you correlate, synergize, and bring it all together.
We're coming together on this one. No, I like this a lot. I think this is a great matchup for Atlanta against the Mets. I think we're going to see some runs get scored, and so let's put it all together. I talked to you about Ozuna. Let's go with Albies. I don't know. Maybe we same game parlay and put them both together. Oh, that'd be so sexy.
I'll follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road because.
Number four.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the five countdown. We're idiots. Let's go to the pitcher market, shall we? And a guy who I believe is going to core the victory tonight against the Washington Nationals is the guy who's going to be towing the home rubber, and Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox. Who's he going against? Oh, Patrick Corbin. We know that Patrick Corbin redefined suck, and he certainly does when he is away from the nation's capital. He's got an 8+ ERA on the road this season. Great news for Tanner Houck, who's the dark horse right now for the Cy Young in the American League. He's having a breakout season. I read an article on the Boston Herald about his relationship with Chris Sale and how Sale really mentored him. Learned a lot from the fiery Sale and his pitching and mastery of the game. And he's really fed into that and tapped into that side and really taken off as a result, even though Sale is now pitching for the Bravos. But look at Tanner Houck, a guy that's got a 1.99 ERA overall. Yeah, the expected ERA a little bit higher there, 3.24. So correction is probably going to come eventually, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight. He's got an outstanding 6.57 strikeout to walk split on the season. He's got a very high ground ball rate at 54.8%, generating a lot of that weak contact. The barrel rate is low as a result at 4.8%. He is on pace right now to set a career high in call plus swing strike rate at 31.6%, and at home at Fenway this season, just a 2.11 ERA. Washington is mid-May in terms of plating guys here last couple of weeks, number 14 in WRC plus over that 2-week stretch. And again, it's Patrick freaking Corbin. He may give up like 5 earned in the first inning, give all the cushion Houck needs to go out there and deal, get to at least 5 innings, qualify for the dub. The bullpen comes in, slams the door, and we win at a minus 110 juice at DraftKings. So Tanner Houck on the victory Lundy against the Nats. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one. This is, you know, something actually, I was with our good friend Toby doing the Trendy Pod this week and actually recorded earlier today. And we were talking about this, that this is a great way. Like if you like a particular team on the money line, right? And we like to pick on Washington. We like to pick on Colorado. We like to pick on the White Sox. We like to pick on the Miami Marlins. And one of the things that you can do if you like a team on the money line, but it's been juiced or you're just not comfortable, maybe you don't even like the run line, for example, is to look at that starting pitcher. If you believe that you've got an opportunity for them to get some run support early on, take the pitcher to record the W because you're going to get the better number than you are if you just take the money line, right? It's a way for you to shave something down from something that could be juiced up to the, you know, minus 175, minus 180. But if you go after the starting pitcher, you wind up getting a little bit better payday if you believe you're going to get the run support. So this is a great example of that, right? You brought something into the minus 110 territory as opposed to having to pay more if all you're trying to do is play Boston on the money line. You're not going to get a whole lot there. So find a way that you can play it and play it to the positive. This is a smart way to be able to do it. So I like this one. And frankly, standard juice at minus 110 is an easy payday.
Puck all the cause and Harvard Yard with Tanner Houck. Get that dub.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade of Five Countdown. Let's already tease it. Let's stay in the victory market and apply it to Ranger Suarez of the Philadelphia Phillies. Who's he playing? The Miami Marlins. So you naturally got to fade. Yeah, it's a road matchup, but it's +105 at DraftKings for him to get the W. And I think it's highly acquirable because look at what Ranger Suarez has done this season. He has won 6 of 7 starts this year. He is very much in the conversation through a little bit over a month of the regular season in the NL Cy Young race. And somebody who's certainly a dark horse there may not be a name brand, but man, he is really spinning the baseball and popping mitts here in the process. 1.29 road ERA this season, 1.72 ERA overall, 2.24 expected ERA. So really not that far off of where he should be, but here is what is most astounding about his production on the road. Lundy, this is real. I had to do like a triple take to make sure I, you know, rub the eyes and was seeing it clearly. He's got a 17-1. Let me repeat that. 17-1 strikeout to walk split on the road this year. So a guy that's sitting, you know, all his spots, just peppering the zone. He's getting all the run support in the world as well. Outstanding 28.5 call plus swinging strike rate. Zone percentage at 51.7 on the season. I think he's going to get all the run support in the world because the Philadelphia bats, even without Trey Turner lineup out with that hamstring injury, they're still cracking. It's the freaking Marlins. They're god-awful, even though they're playing better offensively. Maybe just give them like 2 or 3 runs of support, and Suarez will do the rest of the dirty work and get that victory at a +105 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
I'm not even going to waste a whole lot of time on this one because I just gave you the reasons why you want to play this. It's the same thing I talked about. You like Philadelphia. I like the Phillies on the run line, by the way. I like them to win by more than one. But this is a perfect example of how you can play it when you've got a dominant team taking on a pile of garbage. Okay. And when you've got the opportunity to get plus odds with the pitcher, it's another way for you to be able to play it. And you're going to shave some points off of the minus odds, or you can get lucky like you've got here and you can snag it at a +105. The Phillies are red hot. Play them while you can.
Hey, if you want to shave some units off your bankroll, go to thegamingjuice.com right now and read all my lousy advice. I am very, very chilly, ice cold right now in the NBA. So feed me, make some cash. Follow my buddy Ben Wittenstein, who is posting some regular columns as well. He is way up in units right now. I believe he's like at 6-1 or 6-2 so far in the NBA playoffs of the year. Lundy's content is there. We're going to have more PGA content coming up, more horse racing content around some of the major races. The Preakness, of course, the Belmont coming up. We cover the smorgasbord of sports betting action at thegamingjuice.com. And it's free, you jackals. Yeah, no excuse. Go sign up right now. Click, converse, and cash, maybe, at thegamingjuice.com.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Feed 5 Countdown. Let's go to a sport again where I'm living in Siberia on right now in the NBA playoffs. And hopefully I'm going to make up some of the ground lost in the units that have disappeared from my accounts. So on this SGP in game numero tres between the Knicks and the Pacers, maybe come with me. Give me Jalen Brunson, 30 or more points. And we're going to go with the unrelated-related approach. And I've actually written about that strategy on thegamingjuice.com. You can read that article, apply it to the baseball. We can really apply it to all the sports. And I'm going to go with the Pacers minus 2.5. So not correlating, not synergizing, not at all bringing it all together. It reduces the juice to a more palatable, but not plus money, minus 115 at BetMGM. And I'm buying. Again, I'm desperate. I need a winner. Look, Brunson has done this in 5 of his last 6 games. The only thing that slowed him down was the tender wheel that he had. He missed much of the second quarter in that game, too, and he still nearly got to 30 points. Fell just short with 29 in that matchup. I think gets back on track and easily goes past the threshold needed here. A guy that's shooting 56.8% from the floor in this series. He's taken 22 exactly jacks per attempt, or per game, I should say, in this series as well. So the volume is certainly there. Indiana, number 2, highest defensive rating allowed, 1.206 points per possession in this postseason. But overall, their net efficiency on nearly equal to that of the Knicks. And I think they're going to get one back. They've been highly competitive in the first couple of games. You know, this is going to be a high possession affair. They're going to rev the engine, maybe in the like 120s. You want to take the over on the standard total. I don't hate that as well. But on this SGP, we'll see if Lundy comes with me. Again, man, my teeth are chattering. Jalen Brunson, 30 or more points. And the Pacers to cover the alt line, minus 2.5. You put that together, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Well, I like the Pacers on the alt line. I kind of like the idea of Brunson there at the 30. I also think Indiana's going to win this. With the Knicks are just way too banged up right now. To feel comfortable. The Knicks have got to be really happy that they're up 2-0 now that they're dealing with these injuries. Because if this were 1-1 or something like that, the folks at MSG would be sweating right now because of the injuries that they're dealing with. So put all that together. I like this one, but you know, I'm greedy. So I probably would try to find another leg to be able to get this up into positive territory. I'll share a couple other plays that I like across the NBA. We'll get to that when we get into bonus time. This is a weak follow for me, but I'll follow.
Break me out of the funk, please, Jalen Brunson and Indiana.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Friday edition of the Countdown, saying in the NBA postseason. Let's go the desperate backs firmly pressed against the wall, Denver Nuggets. They're in the land of 10,000 lakes, and I think the drowning is going to continue. So all this SGP, give me the T-Wolves on the money line, and oh, 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 shout out to the brand new daddy, Rudy Gobert. I think he's playing some inspired ball tonight. Give me him for 2 or more blocks on that simple two-legger, a plus 150. Oh, yeah! Let's work the shoulders again and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Look, the Nuggets have been humanized. Like, it's weird how horrendous they have been offensively, discombobulated, say the least, in the last game. 0.769 points per possession was all that they scored. It was the third lowest output of the entire year by Denver in that offensive category. And that's a statement that's clearly tied to Minnesota playing outstanding defense. They're really taxing Denver. I mean, Jokic is going to go out and do his thing, but they really clog the passing lanes, limit some of those open shots along the perimeter, bleed the shot clock down. And Jamal Murray's, completely absent in this series. Obviously, maybe not healthy. Aaron Gordon has had his moments, but they need like Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. and some of the ancillary players to really step up to support Murray if he has another clunker of an effort. And I don't think he's really going to step up in this game. And I honestly don't believe any of those surrounding players around Jokic are going to, you know, outstandingly elevate their overall game. So I like the T-Wolves here to get the W and extend this sucker to 3-0, get, you know, one game away from a clear sweep. Minnesota, number four defensive rating in this NBA postseason, giving up 1.055 points per possession. And again, you know, coming off that stinker for the Nuggets, I don't think they're going to really rectify a lot of those offensive issues. Meanwhile, you look at Gobert, a guy that was supreme rim protector. Remember, he missed the last game due to the birth of his child, and they still shut down the Denver Nuggets. Gobert, 2.3 blocks per game here this NBA postseason. A guy that's averaged north of that in four games against Denver this year. He has done this in three of the four matchups, including the regular season against Denver, averaging 2.1 blocks per game over the entire season as well. So basically just do the normal Rudy Gobert and we cash in. So to recap on this SGP, T-Wolves, Moneyline, Gobert, two or more swats, plus 150 at BetMGM. My number one play on this Fade 5 edition. Lundy, fade or follow?
Follow all day long. the Nuggets are toast, folks. I told you that on Tuesday on the pod.
Yeah.
They're toast. Especially right now, Jamal is not 100%. They know Jamal's not 100%. Joker knows Jamal's not 100%. And this team doesn't have some of the weapons that they did last year when they got the trophy, most notably Bruce Brown. And without that, you don't have the ability to be able to make a dent with the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards is playing with his food right now. That's really what he's doing. He's just like, he's making a mountain out of the mashed potatoes. He's got like a little river of gravy coming. He's playing with his food, folks. Look at the look on his face. He's dominating this team and he's dominating the playoffs right now. So you put all of that together. I love the Gobert, even though you spelled his name wrong on the screen.
I did. I forgot the R. Let me correct that.
Hold on. Let's just keep correcting all of our typos today on the screen. Let's go ahead and do that as opposed to Gobet. But look, the Nuggets are in trouble. So take the T-Wolves, enjoy it. Take the run while you can. There's a couple of bets for the Nuggets tonight that I like. The problem is some of them are juiced up. If you're looking for an SGP play, by the way, that you want to work in here, the over-under on Aaron Gordon's rebounds is way juiced because I think it's sitting at like 5.5. But you could easily make that a part of an SGP tonight, folks. Take him for like 5+ boards, and make that one of the legs that you're doing, and you will you'll be able to add an extra juice in there because he is going to keep hitting the boards. He was really, in my opinion, kind of an X factor for the Nuggets in this series. The problem is that Jamal Murray has been a non-factor, therefore it doesn't matter what AG does.
Yeah, go bet, go bear, all those two-legger, add in Gordon in the mix as well, and get that juice even more jacked up as a result. All right, Luddy, it's bonus time! Additional action in Major League Baseball, the NBA postseason, maybe the NHL. What do you got for me on this Friday, my man?
Let's roll with a couple of things. I gave you what I liked within the NBA. Other than that, the only other one that I'll throw out there for you that I do like, I believe, I don't have it right in front of me, I believe the Pacers team total is right around 114 or 115.
Play the over. 114.5. Yep, that's
there you correct. Go. Play the over. I think I see them hitting right around 120. And I think that's a really good way to be able to play it. I made some cash earlier this week on the overall total, but I'm not sure that I trust that tonight with a banged up Knicks team, but I do think the Pacers will hit their team total at 114.5. So play the over in that one. Otherwise I'm staying away from a lot of the stuff with the association. Let me go back to Major League Baseball. I did this earlier this week. It was part of the podcast, part of the Trendy podcast that I did with Toby. And as you know, Brad, because you've been a guest with him before, he does a bet category called Heater, where you basically bet something at the beginning of the week and you stick with it. Yep. Mine this week has been Adolis Garcia's HRR. And so far this week, we are 2-2 with him on that one. However, on one of the days, if you recall, on Tuesday, it was 2.5, and I still played the over at plus odds, and he did it without a hit.
Wow.
How about that? Hit, that was phenomenal.
That should be like plus 5,000.
Yes. He hit his 2.5 HRR without a hit. He did it with a couple of sack flies, and he was on base to be able to score a run. So it was kind of funny that he did it. Guess where Texas is this weekend, Brad? The Rangers are taking on Colorado.
The Pebbles!
Field. Yeah, and he's here at Coors Field. And I'll give you a crazy stat, and I know it's interleague, so this is kind of funny. But in, I want to say it's 13, it's either 12 or 13 plate appearances that he has had at Coors Field. Do you know that he's never had a home run despite the altitude and despite being just a masher? So I'm playing his HRR. The only downside is the weather here sucks right now. It's been kind of sprinkling off and on. We've had some rain off and on. But if he gets the opportunities, if nothing gets rained out, suspended, whatever, I think he continues to hit his HRR. So play that one. I gave you Ozuna on the RBI. Brad, I'll tell you what. I want you to be my tiebreaker vote in something. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
One of the most red-hot hitters in Major League Baseball right now is Bryce Harper, right? Okay. Bryce has been insane. His OPS is like 1,600 or something like that.
Yeah, his ISO's through the roof, too.
Yeah, it's insane. Here's the problem. Against Trevor Rogers, he's actually only batting 200, and of his 19 plate appearances, 12 of them are either a strikeout or a walk. So I can't decide whether I want his total bases because it's plus 140, and I want so badly to play it because he has been red hot. But for whatever reason, Trevor Rogers keeps getting the better of him. So right now, I cannot decide what I want to do with Bryce Harper. You are my tiebreaker, my friend. Do we take his total bases, or do we hold off and maybe play it on Saturday or on Sunday?
Lundy, truth be told, I wrote him down today on the Live and Line episode. I don't think we're actually going to get to the segment, I was going to leave this on the cutting room floor, so I'm glad you brought this to my attention. I'm going to give you one stat. And this is going to push you probably to the, let's go ahead and take this prop side of things. Against left-handed hitters this season, Trevor Rogers has given up a 2.16 home run per nine mark.
Whew.
And considering that his ISO, Harper's, is 262, the highest he's had since 2021, he's got 9 home runs in 34 games, and Rogers is really strong against left-handed hitters, that's all the evidence you need.
There you go. So I will go ahead and play it because, I mean, look, you're not usually going to get Harper on his total bags at that kind of plus odds. Maybe you get it at plus 110, maybe plus 105, something like that. The other thing that we could hope for when it comes to Harper, by the way, is that maybe Rogers gets run early, and then you wind up into the pen with the Marlins, and then they take off from there. So there you go. There's my tiebreaker vote. Like I said, plus 140, man, for him on his total bags. And it's so tempting with the way his ISO and his OPS is right now. There's going to be another one that I'll put on the spreadsheet, folks. So go over to X, follow me at Nate Lundy. I've got a 4-leg alt strikeout prop that I don't really want to do a whole bunch of time because I know you've got TV coming up, but here's the legs in it. Lance Lynn, Taj Bradley, Framber Valdez, and Javier Assad. Each of those guys, their standard strikeout prop is like at 4.5 or 5.5. I brought them all down to 3.5 and took the over. Okay.
Like, yeah.
I did that one at ESPN Bet, and it comes out to be plus 164. So really like that one. This is the first start of the season, by the way, for Bradley. So if you're a little bit nervous on that one, you could leave him out and you're still going to be in plus odds. But even though he's going up against the Yankees, in 21 starts last season, Bradley did this in 19 of the 21. So if you think he's going to be okay and they're not going to put him on a pitch count, which I don't think they're going to do, then he should be able to hit this number. And then the other three are all matching up against a team that is in the top 10 in strikeout rate. That's the reason why I like that one. So I'll put it up on the spreadsheet in case you missed it, but it's a four-legger with those guys to each get at least four strikeouts. Finally, two quick ones I'll give you on the ice tonight, because you know I can't let the Stanley Cup playoffs go without giving you some picks here on the pod. On the late night tip, give me the over between Edmonton and Vancouver. It's sitting at a flat six, so it could wind up being a push. But when you look at the totals that have happened between these two teams, folks, it was 5-4 in game one, okay? But then you go back to the regular season. There was a spot in there where they only scored four, but then the totals are 8, 7, and 9. And then we start going back to last year. These two teams score. That's all I'm trying to be able to tell you. And they scored 9 goals in game one. As much as everybody wants to talk about Edmonton and their scoring prowess, Vancouver can keep up with them, man. The Canucks are a good team. So it's sitting at a flat six, minus 120. You might wind up with a push. I don't think so. I think you're cashing that one, which means if you want to alt it up to 6.5 so that you avoid the push and you get up into plus odds, go right ahead. And then this one, I don't get, man. I don't get it. Boston is one of the best teams at home over the course of the last like 5 years. The Bruins are so damn good at the Garden. They are good when they are playing on home ice, okay? They are plus 105 on the line tonight. Plus 105 on the money line against Florida. This is a really good Panthers team that might wind up winning this series. But right now they are tied 1-1. They are going to Boston. Boston is a great squad at home, and I can get them at plus odds on the money line. It might take overtime, but I think the Bruins get the job done at plus 105. So running our mouths as we always do, it is always a longer episode than normal on Fridays because there's so much we want to get in. I kindly yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day. Of course, we got to fade the Chicago White Sox there on the south side. On this SGP, come with me if you're buying what I'm selling. Give me the Guardians on the money line. Leg numero uno, leg numero dos. Let's correlate, synergize, and bring it together. Let's say Cleveland scores three or more runs. And leg numero tres, David Fry. Yeah, I'm a big Fry guy with ketchup. Not on a hot dog, but I like them on the crispy potatoes to get a hit at plus 175 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Garrett Crotchet or Crochet, however you like to pronounce it, is going to be on the mound. And it's definitely latter, folks, for Chicago. But the Guardians got to be trotting down. Carlos Carrasco, he stinks too, honestly. But I think the Guardians will find a way to win this game because the White Sox bullpen is that atrocious. Cleveland just number 22 with WRC plus the last couple of weeks. In fact, Chicago even better than them in that category, number 19. But I do believe that Cleveland will find a way to get the dub, and they will find a way to score at least three runs. They have done that in 3 or 4 games against Chicago this season, and 4 of their last 6 games they played at least 3 guys as well. And you look at David Fry, he just goes off against left-handed pitchers, and that's who Garrett Crotchet slash Crochet is. 10-for-24 against him this season. That's a .417 batting average and 1,261 OPS against those Portsiders. So to recap, Guardians money line, Guardians 3 or more runs, and David Fry, dipping them in that red sauce and put it in your mouth to get a hit plus 175 there at DraftKings. Additional action and bonus time. Alex Verdugo, give me the over on 1.5 total bases at plus 135. Taking on Taj Bradley and the Tampa Rays. Yeah, Lundy's putting up all kinds of fives. They are wild because he's 5-for-5 lifetime against Bradley. And of those 5 hits, 4 have gone for extra bases with an obscene 3,000 OPS. Don't give me that crap. Oh, sample size, Evans, arguments. You kidding me? Some dudes just have other guys' numbers. This is Bradley's first start, as only mentioned, coming off that right pectoral strain. I know that Verdugo's only done this one time in the month of May, but he's got to double up that number. Give me the over 1.5 total bases for him at a +135 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. At BetMGM, give me the under on Tyler Glasnow walks, and that is 1.5 against the San Diego Padres. San Diego was one of the league leaders in the base on balls percentage category last season because they had some dude named Juan Soto on the roster. He's in New York now, so he switched coasts, and they're not drawing as many of those free passes as last year. In fact, over the last couple of weeks, they're dead last in Major League Baseball and base on balls percentage. Get that free pass, just 4.9%. of their plate appearances. Glasnow has been over this in 50% of his starts, so 4 of 8 this year. I know he had 4 walks issued against San Diego, but that was the first start of the year. He's still kind of going through the motions, finding his stuff. He's been lights out here of late. He's only got a 1.5 road ERA. This game being played in San Diego, and he is going to be splendid with that pinpoint command and control. Give him the under on 1.5 walks. Again, -115 there at BetMGM. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do me a major favor, and Lundy as well. Hey, go to thegamingjuice.com, sign up for a free account, and read all of our awesome free content every single day. Our spreadsheets are there with all of our free picks posted for your perusal. Also, drop us a rating and a review of this podcast right here, and feed or follow us on the X, where we're trying to give it to you, at Nate Lundy and at Noisy Huevos. For the outstanding Nate Lundy, who's going to get drunk tonight because he's going to have to somehow stomach the Denver Nuggets game against Minnesota, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.